It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being tuned in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are having a tremendous Friday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, Monday through Friday. And we've already had a busy show. We talked about Michigan's punishment earlier today, $20 to $30 million because of their sign stealing, because of their illegal recruiting. We talked about some of the NFL games that are currently in action. We got preseason tonight. We got preseason tomorrow. We got preseason football on Sunday. Bill Bender joined us from the Sporting News to talk about all things college football. And then tonight on a Friday, Jacob Mizorowski, the pitching phenom for the Milwaukee Brewers, well, he came back. He came back, and he got beat the hell up. A lot of offense in Cincinnati right now. The Reds beating the Brewers 8-6. But Mizorowski, he got beat up himself. 1 1/3 innings pitched, 5 earned runs. Maybe Milwaukee can keep the streak alive despite Mizorowski getting beat up. We talked about Justin Herbert actually making a preseason start for the first time tomorrow. We talked about John Gruden. He says, I want to come back and coach in college. Yeah, I guess that lawsuit against the NFL hasn't hurt his or hasn't helped his prospects now, has it? Okay. Anyway, we got more to get into. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We're going to talk about Travis Hunter is hurt already. Yeah, we'll get into that. And then we even got Denzel Washington. Why are we talking about Denzel? Because he's mad at people in sports media? Like, he went off. I'm like, who ticked off Denzel? We're going to get into it, okay? Anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, you can call me anytime. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. 4ISN. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. If you missed our conversation with Bill Bender, if you've missed a second or a minute of the show, all you have to do is hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's really that simple. Thank you for listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. All you had to do is ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, we got Lee here from Cincinnati. Hey, Lee, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What is on your mind?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. And what I have to say about John Gruden going to college, I wish that the Gators would fire Billy Napier and pick up Gruden. Here's why I say that. Now, listen, I got reason, because Napier's like your brother-in-law cousin Ricky, whose father invested in pig's feet and made a big 1 year, whereas you could have somebody like, and that's how Billy Napier is, whereas with Gruden, that's like having Donald Trump invest your money, in my opinion. My God. Okay. There's a big difference.
Okay.
And I'd rather have Gruden running the Gators, because he knows how to coach. He knows what he's doing. Napier was big at one time, but he's not showing it. But Gruden has proven himself. Gruden is a big name. Gruden,
you don't think Florida salvaged itself and salvaged this season, and Billy Napier salvaged his career in Florida based on how they finished last year? You don't think so?
To be honest with you, unfortunately, no. And here's why. Because Florida has been to the pinnacle, unlike the vast majority.
Yeah, no, but I don't want to get into, Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow. I'm talking about Billy Napier as it stands. If they finished last year, if they didn't finish on a win streak, I think he would have gotten the boot. I think he would have gotten fired. But I think he saved his ass at the end of the season. And he's still here. I mean, we can't dispute the fact that they ended up turning the year around at the end.
Well, that's true, but I think a lot of that had to do because of DJ Lagway. Do I want him to get Urban Meyer back?
He's going
to
be back.
No. But I want them to have Billy Napier being back. Yeah, if he can do, if he can pick up where he left off, and that's the big if. That's what I'm worried about, to be honest with you. But he does have DJ Lagway, who was his quarterback.
Yes,
and at the end, he finally brought him in.
Well,
so we
will. How about this? If you're a Gator fan, root for them to lose this year, and then hope for John Gruden the next year. Okay.
Well, I was rooting for him to lose for Lane last year, so and that didn't work out. So we'll see.
Well, did it? Well, you need to have a conversation with both them and Florida State. Somehow, some way, they both said, oh, let's fix things at the end. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. All right. Well, thank you, Lee.
Thank
Appreciate you,
Art.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lee coming in hot there. Okay. All right. He wants Gruden to coach the Gators. It's always interesting when you think about dudes who come over from the NFL and now they got to coach young men. Kids, I can't even call them kids. They're young men. Like everybody, and I can't say everybody. I'm waiting to see if Bill Belichick just has one of these outbursts on the sideline. I'm waiting to see whether or not Bill Belichick ends up grabbing one of his student athletes. And I don't think he's going to grab a guy and shake him up by the neck. I don't think we're getting any of that 1970s, 1980s, college football coaching. I do think some of these guys do need to be shaken up a little bit. And so do some of these dumbass coaches. I don't think we'll see that. Bacha, are we going to have one Belichick flip out against a student? It's going to happen one time, right? One time?
Well, he's going to flip out every game. I really doubt it'll be physical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no physicality from Bill, but there 100% will be yelling across the sidelines.
He's going to lean into one of his kids, and he's going to cause controversy?
I think if his quarterback makes a dumb decision, he'll get up in the quarterback's face and yell at him.
Oh, that'll be cool. Well, maybe not. You know what would be worse? This is not advisable, not by any stretch of the imagination, because I'm still surprised he's allowed on a college campus. Imagine if he had Lawrence Taylor just there to yell at somebody if they screwed up.
Isn't that what, like, Deion Sanders is doing with, like, Warren Sapp and the other
vets? Oh, my God.
Like, I understand they're listed as coaches, but isn't that kind of the same premise?
Yeah, I would say they're similar. I've never met Lawrence Taylor ever. You know, he's in Florida. We know about the trouble and things that he's been through in life, and prostitution and drugs, and we know about Lawrence Taylor's life. I've never met the guy. I have met Warren Sapp, and I can tell you, he is not the warmest or the kindest. He's not the most welcoming of individuals, and that's by first person perspective. I'm not going to tell you he's a good guy or not a good guy. I can tell you he's someone that if he just walked by me right now, I would have no interest in even saying hello. It's just quite simply as that. That's what I think of him in just short interactions. And so, yes, Bacha, if he's like that, just being a normal person, I'm sure that he is ripping the young men in Colorado to shreds. I'm sure he is. Like, there's certain guys, and we've heard this before, there's certain athletes that probably shouldn't be coaches because the expectations that they have, in addition to how they would communicate said interactions or instructions, just doesn't fit. Like, for instance, Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan could never be coaches. They would be killing the guys. They would be absolutely killing the guys. But then you have it makes all the sense in the world. Let's think about some active coaches right now in basketball, for instance. Jason Kidd. Okay, makes sense. He's one of the greatest point guards of all time. He knows about distributing the ball. Understands how to run a team. Got it. Sure. But then you look at somebody like Ty Lue. Not a star. Okay? This is not someone who you look at and just go, oh my God. A matter of fact, Ty Lue was one of these dudes who was barely hanging on in the NBA as a reserve point guard. That Tyronn Lue has probably made more money as a head coach in the NBA than he did his entire playing career. And then you have a guy, look at this. He was a role player, Doc Rivers. He was an all-star one time, but Doc Rivers was mostly a role player. Most of these NBA coaches Think about one of the greatest of all time, Pat Riley. He's getting a statue. Pat Riley, this man was, I won't call him a scrub on the Los Angeles Lakers, but Pat Riley, he wasn't no star. He was no Jerry West out there. And so it's tough. And you think about the NFL. Tom Brady ain't coaching. He's in the booth. Troy Aikman ain't on the sidelines. He's in the booth. Mike Vrabel, he wasn't no star. What's he doing? Coaching. Bacha, is there anybody that you think would be a superstar? Oh, my God. I got a lot of them. Is there any superstar that you think would be a terrible coach?
In the NFL?
Anywhere. Anywhere.
Aaron Rodgers would be horrible.
Yeah, he would be.
That'd be pretty bad.
Unbearable. He would. The players would revolt against him. Could you imagine? Would he want to take them to a retreat? Or would he want to, I don't know. He'd make you fall asleep, I think, right?
He would take you in like the voluntary camps to a darkness retreat and then go to vacation when he has to coach during mandatory camp leave them uncoached. It would not be good.
Yeah, he'd make everybody out there make everybody vomit. That's not voluntary. That's pretty horrific. Make people vomit. Damn.
But anybody with an ego, you could say, would be a horrible coach. Because I feel like to be a coach, it has to be a two-way street between the players and your staff, where you have to admit mistakes and fix it. And I don't think any of these really, really star quarterbacks could do that.
Yeah, not happening. Who would be a good coach? Who's active in the NFL right now that'd be a good coach? Teddy Bridgewater, right, I guess?
Yeah, he already won a state championship. That counts.
He won a state championship in high school. But, you know, he seems like he has the temperament to be a good coach.
It's like any player that is a backup or just a situational defender.
Oh, that works. What the hell is McCown do? Isn't he is he an assistant coach somewhere now?
Yeah, I think he was a quarterback's coach. He got a couple
Was it Minnesota, right?
A couple places. Houston, I think, had him. He was with the Jets for a little bit, I think.
He's in Minnesota right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the quarterback's coach in Minnesota. So he's the guy that's supposed to help J.J. McCarthy.
Not a bad spot, because he is due to become a head coach soon. The amount of interviews he's had the last 2 years, it's going to happen.
Yeah, he's gonna be a head coach. That'll be sooner than later. And he's right under Kevin O'Connell. Yeah, he'll be next up to be a coach. Wow. Yeah, man. It's tough going. Hey, good luck to John Gruden. Go back to yelling at people. You can yell at young men. I'm pretty sure the young guys will be signing up for that, falling all over themselves. Let's see when he gets that opportunity. You know, as I sit here in the studio, I hope this doesn't happen all the time. We might as well get used to it. This game between the Tennessee Titans and the Atlanta Falcons. Of course, I can't follow the game sitting here in the studio and talking and all the other million things that I'm doing. Bacha, they keep using the new technology to measure the first down, and I feel like it is happening. You realize how frequent it is, because when you watch an NFL game, you don't see a digital graphic that pops up. The graphic has popped up so much that I'm just like, what is this? I hope that they can do better. I don't want to look at a digital graphic every time they try to figure out a first down.
They could just not cut to it and just tell us.
You're right. Well, they don't have an overhead camera that can help showcase this. I mean, you know.
Well, the lines were only implemented not so long ago. Wasn't it the 90s when it was brought into play? The first
what
down
markers? What do you
markers?
Mean? The first down
yeah,
marker
the markers,
and whatnot?
And even still, those are inaccurate too. So it's going to take a while.
Yeah, I just feel like every time they cut away, I go from watching a real NFL game to looking at a video game. And I'm just like, no thanks. We don't need this. We don't need this. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I have a real simple question for you out there. Who do you think in the NFL right now today, who do you think would be a great head coach? We know John Gruden isn't getting that chance, that opportunity. What current active player in the NFL do you think would be a great head coach? When we come back on the other side, we'll also learn and understand why Denzel Washington is so mad at a few individuals in the world of sports. I thought Denzel was always happy. No, he's mad at somebody. I don't know who, but we'll hear what he had to say on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, well, you're in the right place. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked about someone who is not happy. John Gruden is not happy with the NFL. He's currently suing them for leaking his emails. His racist, misogynistic, horrific emails. He's not mad as much that he wrote these emails, but he's mad that they were released. Okay, yeah, sure, fine. Somebody else who's mad. Denzel Washington. And you would think Denzel would be happy. This man has lived a great life. He's still living. He's making great movies. Denzel, one of the coolest people that you've ever seen and met. Denzel is great. I've never met him, I don't think. No, can't remember meeting him. Denzel is awesome, but he's not happy about one thing in particular. Guys who talk about sports who haven't played. Guys who are talking crap about sports who haven't played. And why do we know this? Because Denzel Washington is currently on a movie press tour. There's a new movie that came out today with Denzel. It's called Highest to Lowest. It's about Denzel Washington. He's a music guy, music mogul, and his son was kidnapped. And now you bet your ass that Denzel wants to go whoop this guy's ass. It's very Denzel-like. This is all a Spike Lee movie, or this is also a Spike Lee movie. So, I mean, this is all they do is make movies together, like Malcolm X. Although this is not Malcolm X, it's about a music executive. So Denzel has been everywhere promoting this thing, okay? Denzel Washington was on First Take, and he's yelling about the Dallas Cowboys. And Denzel is a sports fan. He's from Mount Vernon, New York. Shout outs to Money Earning Mount Vernon. Yeah, Denzel has been on a press tour. And so Denzel Washington, he sat down with Sports Illustrated. And for some reason, oh man, damn. Botch, I'm sitting here at work. They showed me the Falcons game. I need to go downtown. What am I sitting here for?
Well, this game has been bad.
Oh, you're watching the game?
I've been looking up every now and then, and then Considering there was a pick six and it was 6-0, and they didn't score an extra point, I was like, okay, that's not doing good, and I saw two other interceptions.
Oh, Botcha, I'm looking at the people at the game.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking at the people at the game. Anyway, distraction. Denzel Washington on Sports Illustrated decided to have some pointed comments about people in sports, like people who cover sports. And I'm like, he ain't talking about me. He don't know who I am. But take a listen to this.
Everybody's got an opinion. We live in a world of opinionaires. You know, that's what I call them, opinionaires. They're all the shows, a bunch of guys, and a couple of them that have played, but most of them who have an opinion about what something should be when they haven't done it. Those who can't talk about those who can't. Those who have know what they're talking about. Those who haven't don't. Period. Too much talking. Too much talk. Everybody got an opinion. Yeah. Everybody's sitting around getting fat, you know, thinking they know how to do it. Just because you can sit behind a desk and chit-chat doesn't mean you can do a damn thing.
Those are bars.
Come get up here with me. Let's find out. Come get in the gym with me. Let's find out. I don't know you.
We saw you.
But, you know, I know. I can throw my hands. I can sure do it.
I can do it for real.
I don't talk about it.
Well, let me leave you on this.
Skinny kid, you know. Who never played a day in his life, and now he can get back at everybody because he got a mic in his face and show. People need to shut up. Learn how to do something. Be actually good at something. Yeah. Try that.
Oh, damn. Oh, my God. Botch, I'm just going to throw some names out. Skip Bayless, huh? Right? No? Yeah?
I think he was. I heard in the background a mention of a bar, maybe some stools might be involved there.
Oh, bar stool guys, possibly. Yeah. Oh wow! You think Denzel watches Barstool? I don't think so.
I think he sees it on his social media.
You think Denzel sits around scrolling on Twitter?
Maybe.
I don't think
so. If he sits down and watches First Take, why would he not scroll Twitter? It's kind of like the same vibe of just nonsense.
Because Denzel Washington is 70 years old. Denzel Washington is more likely to just turn his television on and scroll through the channels than to open up his phone and just flip through Instagram.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. This guy's watching. And he, Batra, he's rich. He's rich. He got a lot of money. You think Denzel Washington doesn't get up and, you know, flip through Twitter? Denzel Washington gets up and flips through scripts. He picks up his phone and they go, Denzel, will you be in my movie? He goes, how much? Let me call my agent. And then he steps onto his fancy patio and overlooks something and then flies to Hawaii. This man is not sitting around watching Barstool. Okay? I think Denzel is just like, what's on ESPN? What's on Fox? Okay, those are the two channels that are closest to each other. Okay. Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think he's talking about, I don't know, is he talking about Stephen A. Smith? He was just sitting on TV with him the other day.
I think he's just talking about the current state of people in the media, where it's like anyone can have a podcast and everyone can't speak about things that they think they know. So I think he's just calling out the entire state of the media.
Yeah. Yeah, possibly. I mean, there's certain, there are levels to this, or degrees. So, for instance, I never played, well, obviously, I didn't play no pro sports. I did not. I didn't play sports in college. No, I did not. Okay? I didn't play sports in high school. Not that I couldn't. I just, man, I was trying to make money. I didn't care about no high school sports. I always found making money through business. Like, get me into business. When I was in college, I didn't go to clubs. I didn't do anything. I barely went to class in college. I said, let me get to the business. Let me get to the money. And it helped lead me to what I'm doing now and all the other things that I'm doing. I was like, I don't want to play. I played sports in the street, in the gym. That's it. All right, I played football, two-hand touch that turned into tackle football. I played basketball on the court. It hurt my knees. I'd pick up a tennis racket and it hurt my knees. Like, I didn't play organized sports. Do I need to play organized sports to have an opinion? To be able to analyze what's going on in front of me? I know plenty of professional athletes. I've been around them. I've interviewed them. I think there's a good part here. Personally, professionally, you know, so it depends. And then we have people, I agree with Denzel, some folks take it too far. But then at the same time, we have people who played professionally, who provide some of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life for entertainment's sake. It's all entertainment. That's what it boils down to. You know, I didn't get this job. I didn't get millions and millions of viewers on YouTube. I didn't travel around the world because I played professionally. It was because people found what I said to be entertaining. Okay? That's why I got the job. I mean, we got Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins played in the NBA. He played at the highest level of basketball. I hear some of the things Kendrick Perkins says sometimes. 9 out of 10 things he says makes me go, why would anybody want to listen to him? What he just said is absolutely ridiculous. And the whole purpose of him saying what he's saying is to entertain. We got people who sit around doing the talking head thing because they want to be entertaining. It's not real analysis in most times. Most analysis wouldn't be something that the normal fan would want to hear. But when you got guys who are overly critical and go overboard, the personal attacks, man, I didn't listen to Skip Bayless a day in my life. Okay, outside of when he first started on ESPN, what, like 20 years ago, I stopped caring about what this guy said because it was too far. He stopped making sense. You know, all these these riffs about and rants about LeBron James and the Cowboys. It's manufactured entertainment. It's nonsense. No, thank you. And so if Denzel is talking about people like him, then so be it. That guy talked his way out of a job. He was such a pain in the ass and so much better and smarter than everybody. And now, no, who cares? He's still lucky to have whatever relevance that he still has today. And so I get what Denzel is saying, but it's entertainment, Denzel. Okay? I know Kevin Durant and Draymond Green, they actually gave comments on the social post where they agreed with Denzel. Of course they would. These are two of the most criticized athletes in the social media era, especially Kevin Durant. And the same thing for I punch everybody and stomp on them, Draymond Green. Okay, it's what it is. It's all entertainment. But I'll put it to you this way. Do I need to be a chef? Do I need to know how to cook to know whether or not the meal tastes good? Do I? No. I can eat food and know whether it's good or bad. Okay? I didn't need to make the meal. I don't need to know exactly what's in it. But I know what tastes good and I know what doesn't. You know, I like driving cars. All right? I don't need to know who made the car. I don't need to know what's behind the hood to know whether or not I appreciate the ride, to appreciate the quality. I don't need to sit in the car to know whether or not the interior is good or bad. You know, I don't need to know how to build a house in order for me to open or close the door and go, man, this is some shoddy jank crap. Like, this is a garbage house. I don't need to know. I don't need to have built a house to know that. And so when it comes to being critical of anything, hey, look at Denzel Washington. I've been on sets. I've been in some movies. Yeah, I have. Nice movies. I've played myself in every movie I've been in. And shout outs to all the Christmas movies on BET I've been in. I don't need to know how to make a movie to be in one. I don't need to be Denzel Washington to know whether or not a movie is good or bad. That's my retort to Denzel. I still love Denzel. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Do you agree with Denzel Washington? Are there too many people running their yaps about sports? Of course not here on the Infinity Sports Network. You got to listen and appreciate them all. What do you think? 888-710-4ISN. Is Denzel right? Should we have just athletes talking about the sports? I mean, I'd have not a job. I wouldn't have one. Todd is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sportbreeze Show. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, JR, real quick. I don't agree with Denzel Washington. I disagree. You know, I don't know where he's coming from with that. But did you know, I have a little information. Did you know that his son played for the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, his son is now an actor, right? He didn't make the team. Wasn't he on, like, the practice squad or something?
I think he made the team. He was college, and then I think he went on the Saints.
His son played that football player in that HBO show with The Rock.
Okay. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. You always school me.
All right, Paul.
Oh, no. I mean, listen, thank you, Todd, for calling from Matt. I don't school you. I know a few things. His son is an actor, and God bless his son. His son didn't try to, you know, run off of Denzel's name to become an actor, which is something that I appreciate. I'm sure Denzel helped him along the way. But Denzel's son, he played a football player with The Rock on HBO. Ballers was the show. Marco, you like Ballers, right?
Never saw it, but heard of it.
Are you kidding me, Marco?
No, I never saw it.
Marco, that's a good one. Go back and watch it.
I believe you. Like I said, I don't get a chance to watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, but that's a good one about football. It's a good one.
Yeah.
What do you think about what Denzel said? Did you hear it? Were you here?
I did. I heard it. Look, in some ways he's right, in some ways he's wrong. I think you kind of hit it. They're, you know, not to just pour it on one guy, but the Skip Bayless manufactured, it's nonsense, and you know and you see right through it because you know they're just trying to get your goat and they don't actually believe anything that they're saying. Yeah, that's all garbage. And if you're listening to people that you know don't believe what they're saying, then that's on you because that's garbage. But do you have to be an athlete to be able to watch the game and know what's going on. That's where and again, it's not just because we do this. That's where you sitting at the bar, you sitting at your friend's house or whatever. You don't know what you're watching? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. So that's where it goes too far. I get the idea that if you've done it, you know the insides of it. But I don't have to know every single aspect of what's going on the conga line to know that this thing doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. Accurate. I use the opposite example. Kendrick Perkins played in the league, and when that guy talks, I try to tune out. So, I mean, there's levels, and everybody's trying to be an entertainer. So what are you going to do?
And you know what? We say this all the time. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you can teach it or talk about it, because it's too damn easy. And you're just like, well, didn't you see it? I didn't see it. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, because it's second nature to you. So just because you're really good at it doesn't mean you can actually discuss it or explain it.
Well, let's look at it this way. Like a year ago or 2 years ago, LeBron James started an entire podcast to break down the game because, you know, I'm LeBron and this is J.J. Redick, or this is now Steve Nash, and we are some of the greatest minds that have ever lived. I've never seen or heard a clip come out of that podcast that has to do with X's and O's, because people don't care. it's not entertaining. It's like there's a small select group of people who care about, you know, switches and sets and play. Like, who wants to hear that for 40 minutes? Nobody.
You're right.
Like, they don't even talk about it for 40 minutes, right, which I think proves the point. Like, nobody want to hear that.
Right. And also, too, again, if you're going to say, well, I'm the expert, well, great. Three experts get in the room and they're talking astrophysics. I don't know what the hell's going on. So you can keep talking all you want. I don't understand what you're saying. So unless you can explain it to me where I actually understand it and I'm intrigued and I'm entertained, why the hell am I going to stay in this room?
Yeah. So, somebody tell Denzel. He's an entertainer. What is he missing here? He should understand this.
See, I think he does. That's what I mean. Like, and again, on the select group, the people that don't believe what they're saying and they're spewing nonsense just to get noticed and recognized, Denzel, I'm with you. And that's something that we all fight in this business in and of itself, because we're all in the same, you know, category. That I agree with you. But it's a small, somewhat select group, and you kind of have to level that out. Once you go into the, if you didn't do it, now you're crossing the line of, you know, it's only athletes, it's only the experts. Yeah. Great. So all the astrophysicists can all get in the room and all talk to the wall because nobody wants to hear it.
Yeah. Well, that means I can't tell you whether or not the meal that I ordered outside is good or bad. The restaurant is going to tell me I made it, so it's good. You don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
So you can't do that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. Do you agree with Denzel Washington? Do you disagree? I'll take your phone calls on the other side of the break, give you some updates on some preseason football, and then we got a guy who's surprisingly already hurt. I'm going to tell you about Travis Hunter. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, and right now it's time for a newsflash. You just heard him. It's Marco Belletti.
Run a restaurant and you learn pretty quick. The sound of a crisp fry starts way before the first bite. As delivery and to-go keeps business booming,
order for pickup.
McCain's SureCrisp fries keep orders crispy.
Hey, delivery.
After the trip, the crispiness comes through.
Mmm.
McCain's SureCrisp fries. Go the distance. See how far our fries can take your business at surecrisp.com/delivery.
Most people would rather remove a nest of irate hornets than search for auto and home insurance. That's why the Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com. I think I'll wait inside.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, before we went to break, we talked about the media, sports media. Denzel Washington has some feelings on the sports media. Who's qualified to talk? Who's not qualified? He took the approach of, yeah, we got a lot of talking heads. A lot of these guys have never picked up a ball, never played a game in their lives. Okay, I think maybe to back that up a little bit, on a different end of the spectrum, Mike Vrabel got into it with a member of the media about Stephon Diggs and his availability to start the season coming off of that that torn knee. So we'll hear from Mike Vrabel in a minute. You know, he's always going to say what's on his mind. It doesn't matter who's in front of him. So we'll hear that in a second. Before we do that, I need to give you a NASCAR race preview sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. This Sunday, August 17th, NASCAR, they're going to be at Daytona International Speedway for the Coke Zero Sugar 400. It's the final race of the regular season, and we're going to see what happens after last week's or Saturday night's cookout 400 at Richmond. Okay, Daytona is the last chance, last gasp, as it's the final race of the regular season. Make sure you tune in. This NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck Van Equipment. Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Botcher, cookout is a thing here in the South. You ever had cookout?
I've been to maybe one or two. There's a different version of a cookout in Spanish cultures. I don't know what it's called, but I've been to one or two of those too.
Where is it?
What do you mean? It's that person's backyard, but it's like the cookout.
Did you say somebody's backyard?
Is that not what a cookout is? Like you go to someone's house? Like in a park or something? Like what?
No. There's a fast food restaurant called Cookout.
I've never heard of that in my life.
That's why I asked. I said we have them here in the South. Have you ever been to a cookout?
Yeah, no. No. I thought it was just okay. Like barbecues. I don't know.
Yeah. No, not a cookout, not a barbecue, not the function, none of that. the name of the thing, the name of the establishment
is
called
burgers?
Cookout.
It's like burgers. Huh? It's like a burger place, I'm assuming?
Yes, you get burgers, you get fries. It's burgers, fries, and milkshakes.
Okay, so it's like a traditional, yeah, it's like a diner drive-in thing.
It's diner-ish, cookout-ish, you know, come get you. It has that, I was going to say Varsity. We got a burger place here called the Varsity. Has that old school 70s vibe, people with the paper hats. You know, what do you need? What do you need? What do you want? What do you want? They got chili dogs and stuff like that. Yeah. I'll send you a menu to cook out. And it's cheap food, too. You can get tater tots and stuff. It's greasy. It's greasy food, fast food that's cheap and inexpensive. Yeah.
Hey, the taste and price counteracts the arteries clogging. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, listen, that's why it's a fan. You can probably still get a burger. I don't know. You can get a cheeseburger at cookout. I don't know, $2.50, $2, something like that.
That's actually not bad, considering like basically any fast food place, a burger is now, what, $2.50, $5 around there?
Yeah, no. Cookout is, you know, it's not bells and whistles. Cookout is not serving you food that looks sexy. You know, they're not trying to be McDonald's. McDonald's will say, oh, we got the great burgers. McDonald's will advertise a burger on TV that looks one way, and then it looks like crap when they hand it to you. Somebody just slapped it together in the back. Cookout will slap you together a burger that looks good and has sauces dripping off of it, and they didn't advertise it. And that's what you want. So, yeah, I'll send you a menu to Cookout, Botcher. That's funny. I'm like, hey, you ever been to Cookout? You like, I've been to a barbecue, you know. I'm like, no, Cookout. Anyway, and shout-outs to NASCAR Daytona International. The Coke Zero Sugar 400 is coming up. You know, we were talking about the media, and one of the things that a lot of coaches don't particularly like is when the media is just a complete pain in the ass and they're asking the same questions over and over again, or they're fishing for information. Well, we know that Mike Vrabel is back with the New England Patriots, not as a player, but as their new head coach. And one of the biggest acquisitions that they brought to the Patriots is Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs hurt last year, unfortunately, for the Texans. He was supposed to help that wide receiver group. Everybody got hurt. And now coming off of his own knee injury, he's a member of the Pats. The Pats will take on the Minnesota Vikings tomorrow. And it's been reported that Stephon Diggs may still not be ready for week one of the regular season. And so Stephon Diggs, he was talking to The Athletic, and he says, I don't know if I'm going to be ready to play. Listen to this.
I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day.
He's trying to take it day by day. Meanwhile, his coach was asked about his comments yesterday. Mike Vrabel was talking to this reporter, and he was not happy with what the reporter was trying to get out of him.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State. But, like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me into something?
I'm not baiting you into anything. He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but you'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited to where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes.
I mean, did he say anything wrong? I'm like, what did the reporter possibly say wrong? Nothing. Okay, week one for the New England Patriots is it's November. Well, it's November. Look at me. I'm hitting the fast forward button a whole hell of a lot. It's September 7th, and the Patriots are going to take on the Raiders, and they got the Raiders at home. So Vegas will be on the road. Stephon Diggs says he's not sure if he's going to play. The reporter spoke to him and said, is that accurate and true? And Mike Vrabel had a fit. Like, what did the reporter do? Okay, now, I'm not a member of the traditional media, not by any stretch of the imagination, but sometimes these guys just go overboard. Like, just answer the damn question. You don't got to go ahead and be such an ass. Like, what are we doing? I like Mike Vrabel. I think he's amazing. You don't got to be a jerk in that regard. Come on, man. Do better. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. We got NFL preseason games going on. Good time for me to get commercial before I choke and die here. Okay, you're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. I'll be back on the other side, I hope. It's on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
From your fryer to the table, it's a quick trip for crispy fries. But how about a crosstown delivery? McCain SureCrisp fries are designed to go from fryer to container to carrier to passenger seat across town during rush hour down a shortcut that wasn't all that short to a doorstep before they hit the table. And that first bite, the crispiness speaks for itself.
Mmm.
To the last bite, McCain SureCrisp fries go the distance. See how far our fries can take your business at surecrisp.com/delivery.